2020, the year we lost. The start of a new decade is meant to bring hope and a chance to start over. We all had so many plans and aspirations for the year. The graduations, vacations, proposals, and weddings were set. Very shortly into the year, however, things began to unravel. We saw global destinations empty their streets as their churches and fields overflowed with the dead. We saw economies crater and food supplies shorted. The earth groaned to a stop. We lost time, jobs, homes, and loved ones. 834,000 estimated dead. Then the year kept taking. We lost innocent citizens to brutality and oppression. We lost civil rights leaders, superheroes, and superstar athletes. We even lost the reliability of mailing a letter. Like many, I've lost some of the most valuable things in my life. I've lost mentors, coworkers, love, even sleep. I've also watched friends lose pay, mental health, a sense of safety for their kids, and even their very children. Now the world loses the superstar talent of Chadwick Boseman. He will likely be most remembered as T'Challa, a.k.a. the Black Panther, a movie so powerful that it brought my mostly African-American audience to tears. Elderly men and women of color, who likely never watched an MCU movie, were weeping in the theater, actually weeping. The power of being seen and represented on display. I cried too. Chadwick was not a dignified and brilliant actor playing down to the cheap seats with Black Panther. He was representing and elevating the experience and dignity of an entire race. He did it where, sadly, it matters most in American consciousness, entertainment, and commerce. Now we mourn again, a daily reality in 2020. The losses keep adding up. We just keep losing and losing. We lose a talented actor and a role model. Another family loses a loved one. The world loses a king. Long live the king.